This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. An active day at the Capitol began with House Ways and Means taking up the gasoline tax proposal by Baton Rouge Representative Steve Carter.
This bill will have very tight restrictions on what we will do with the additional 17 cents.
Baton Rouge Representative Barry Ivey had concerns.
The only way I support this bill is if we have an absolute ironclad commitment where there's transparency, where every constituent can go online 24 hours a day, see where every single penny is being spent.
The gas tax bill passed and will move to the House floor. In the process, it was tied to House Bill 119, establishing such a website. It's a key link in Ivey's tax reform package. Later in the day, when Ivey's bills first came up on the House floor, one after another was announced with
gentleman moves to return a bill to the calendar and notice will be given at a later time for it to be called next week.
But Ivey did bring one of his bills back, House Bill 355, a comprehensive tax reform measure.
In my opinion, the only way we can solve our problem is wholesale tax reform.
Representative Alan Seabaugh of Shreveport says he's concerned about multiple bills being packaged as one.
A couple of those I really like, and a couple of them I could never vote for.
And the fiscal impact of the bill hasn't been determined yet.
You're standing there asking us to vote for a comprehensive bill that completely rewrites corporate income tax and personal income tax, and you can't tell us whether it's a $1 billion tax increase or a $1 billion tax cut or something in between.
Ivey decided to wait and try again next week in hopes of coming up with a fiscal note. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from IEM, Worldwide Disaster Management from Louisiana since 1985. I think, therefore IEM. And Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge.